Welcome to our edited recorded service from the Celtic Eucharist at St. Cross Knutsford for the third Sunday of Easter. I will be preaching on the raising of Lazarus, Mary will offer prayers, and our hymn at the end of the service is a recording from St. Martin in the Fields with the Royal School of Church Music in London. Hymn 390, Jesus Lives, Thy Terrors Now. Good evening.
Good evening.
And a very warm welcome to our worship today on this third Sunday of Easter, when we gather on this evening to share in this communion service together. And so, in a moment of peace, we open our hearts to Christ. Invite him to come into our worship tonight. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Gather us in. The lost and the lonely, the broken and breaking, the tired and aching, who long for the nourishment found at your feast. Gather us in. The done and the doubting, the wishing and wondering, the puzzled and pondering, who long for the company found at your feast. Gather us in. The proud and pretentious, the sure and superior, the never inferior, who long for the levelling found at your feast. Gather us in. The bright and the bustling, the stirrers and shakers, the kind laughter makers who long for the deeper joys found at your feast. Gather us in. From corner or limelight, from mansion or campsite, from fears and obsession, from tears and depression, from untold excesses, from treasured successes, to meet, to eat, to be given a seat, to be joined to the vine, to be offered new wine, become like the feast, be found at the feast. Gather us in. Come then, eternal God, be present here, befriend us here, renew us here. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Martha said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he have opened the eyes of the blind man to have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus again, greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. And Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upwards and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, Unbind him and let him go. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Mary said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. What strikes me in that statement is the confidence in Mary that if Jesus had been there, this disaster could have been averted. Lazarus could have been saved. Despite whatever his illness had been, Jesus could make all the difference and bring hope in a desperate situation. Or like other healings Mary had perhaps witnessed or heard something about, Mary had witnessed someone be made new again. I'm sure there are times in our lives when we want something new ourselves. There might have been a time in our lives when we were stuck in a rut in a job and we felt we needed a change of scene and direction. Or, and I won't generalize on gender, but perhaps you've got bored of an outfit or a suit and you want to change. You go to the shops, or a new hairstyle, and you feel a new sense of confidence, especially when people say, wow, we like your hair, looks good. And you feel new, you feel good. And that newness brings confidence. Now, as you know, I've just returned from a holiday in the Lake District, and the cottage where we stayed is called Stair Mill, and is located in the appropriately named Newlands Valley. And we've stayed at this place for many years. Our first visit was 25 years ago. And we've seen three owners and a lot of changes. A property that when we first stayed was very basic. An electric meter with 50 p's going in. No central heating. The beds weren't too great either, to be honest. But hey, we had four little children and money was a bit tight and it met our needs. And the extensive woodland at the back of the property was very overgrown. And the garden at the front was a bit derelict, to be honest. Nothing like the beautiful landscape garden you see now with paths going through. And there's a walk alongside the property by the river that comes through the site, the Beck, coming down off Causey Pike. And what we've seen over 25 years is each owner making steady improvements to the property. Nothing overnight, steady improvements. But I suppose like when we went this week, and if we took a snapshot back 25 years, you would see a massive difference indeed. And the whole gospel is about the action of God in Christ to bring about change and to make things new. If you think about the book of Revelation in chapter 21, John says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And the one who was seated on the throne said, See, I am making all things new. That's the promise of the gospel. The promise of Easter,
that things are made new. And in this gospel reading, we're seeing newness by Jesus issuing a series of orders. And how appropriate after our sermon this morning, if you're here, where Hill spoke about three things of God, and Jesus gives three orders in this reading. Take away the stone, Lazarus come out, and unbind him and let him go. Each of these actions are stepping stones of transformation. The stone must be rolled back. Lazarus must come out, and he must be unbound to be fully transformed. And not only is Lazarus renewed, but Mary and Martha, I suspect, were extremely renewed through this experience too of seeing what happened. This process of being made new, this progressive change, is the same applies to us in our faith. The stones in our own lives need to be rolled back in order for us to be changed. The stones that, if they stay over the door of the heart, if you like, keep us in the dark. The stone must be rolled back. The stones that make it difficult for us to see things differently or live different lives. The stones need to be rolled back so our hearts cannot harden or be closed to the love of God. This Eucharist reminds us of that. And in fact, in the opening section tonight, we respond at the end, be present here, befriend us here, renew us here. And then in the Eucharistic prayer, in the invitation, we hear of the table where God intends us to be nourished. This is the time when Christ can make us new. After the order for the stone to be rolled back, Jesus then gives his second instruction, Lazarus, come out. It was insufficient to just roll back the stone. In order to be transformed, once the stone was rolled back, Lazarus had to step out in faith, to come out, to be made new. And it's, I suppose, when we believe we, in some way, we're hearing the voice of Jesus calling to us, imploring us to step forward, to let him guide us, then we embark on that process of being made new. The first steps of faith on a journey, a walk of faith. And when we take a step of faith, that can mean letting go of things, accepting that in order to move forward, to be made new, there has to be an acceptance of a decision that may impact us, on us in some way. Jesus said, unbind him and let him go. That was the third command. Unbind him and let him go. And there may be parts of our life that we need to unbind. But there's likely, when we step out in faith and unbind ourselves, there will be a cost. Even for Lazarus, there was a cost. The next chapter of John's Gospel tells us the chief priests wanted to put Lazarus to death as well, for news of what had happened had spread, and Jesus was growing in popularity, and the people wanted, the officials of the day wanted to kill Lazarus as well. The invitation to Lazarus then is one for us, an invitation to walk in newness of life. And again, the Eucharistic liturgy explains this well. Towards the conclusion of the Eucharistic prayer, when I invoke the Holy Spirit to rest on the bread and the wine, and in the prayer it says, let that same Spirit rest on us, converting us from the patterns of this passing world. So may it be so, that the stones that can block true Christian faith can be rolled back, that when we hear the compelling voice of Christ, we have the courage to walk in obedience, and that the things that restrain us can be unbound and set us free to serve him. Amen.
Let us pray. response to Lord of Life is, in your mercy, hear us. Lord of Life,
in your mercy,
hear us. Eternal God, we thank you for the sound of silence and colour and symbol, which through the centuries have helped the worship of your church to be relevant and real. We remember those who helped us come to faith, inviting us in when we felt distant and praying for us without being asked. Lord of Life,
in your mercy, hear us.
Gracious God, we thank you for the simplicity of the gospel, the message of your living, dying, and rising among us in Christ. Open our eyes again to the heart of what it all means. Help us to communicate clearly what it really matters, the good news of forgiveness and new life in Jesus. Please show us the way to draw others into your family of believers. Lord of Life,
in your mercy, hear us.
We're so blessed to be living as Easter people with hope in our hearts. We remember before you now those who do not know you or trust you as their loving Saviour. Those who find it hard to understand or are at loss to know how to pray. Those who want to believe but cannot get past their doubts. Those whose faith is undermined by the pressures and temptations of life. We ask for your refreshment, hope, comfort, and healing for them, and pray that they will find a companion on a journey of faith. Lord of Life,
in your mercy, hear us.
Declaration of faith brings dangers. We ask for your peace for those who face family rejection when they become Christians. For all families divided by beliefs and families torn apart by violence, imprisonment, abduction and isolation because they have bravely made known their faith in you. Lord of Life,
in your mercy, hear us.
In a moment's silence, we hold before you Ukrainian Christians who desperately long for Bibles. All those who happily receive copies with damaged, torn, and missing pages. Remind us to respond to the urgent request from the Bible Society in Kyiv for monetary support to replenish their stocks. And may the Society continue to have safe travel, travelling around the city, distributing Bibles and pastoral care. Lord of Life,
in your mercy, hear us.
As this evening draws to a close, we bring to you those who will die this night in great fear, unprepared to meet you. Have mercy on us all, and at the last gather us into your everlasting kingdom of peace and joy. Lord of Life,
in your mercy, hear us.
How many grains of sand on the beach How many blades of grass in the meadow? How many drops of dew on a tree? If we could count these, we could count the number of God's blessings. Do not even try to count. Just trust and enjoy and give thanks. Amen.
Amen.
And our colic for this evening. Almighty Father, who in your great mercy gladdened the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such knowledge of his presence with us that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life and serve you continually in righteousness and truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Christ's food in our souls, and our food shared like his. Christ's life in our hands, our lives shaped by his. Christ's love in our hearts, our love worn through his. Christ's peace on our path following his. And a blessing for Eastertide. The God of peace, who brought from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.